As I teased about in last week's podcast when I was roaming Salt Lake City Airport, I am now ready to announce some good news. I'm sitting here with Reed Martin in Napa, California, and we have some very exciting news. For the first time since 1976, the Golden State Warriors are going
to the Western Conference Finals. Steph Curry, baby!
MVP! We're very, very excited about that. The other good news is we've written a new RSC play, and we're going to tell you about it now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you are listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 441, Shakespeare's Lost Play.
So when we say we've written a new play...
Yes. What's your question?
We're in the process.
We've written several drafts.
Yes. It's very true. We go into rehearsal and there's a draft finished, but we're not anywhere near finished writing.
No, exactly right. So, but we are thrilled to announce that we have written the RSC's 10th stage play, which will sort of have its official premiere in 2016, which is not only the 400th anniversary of the death of William Shakespeare.
May he rest in peace.
Still. But also the 35th anniversary of the Reduced Shakespeare Company itself.
May we rest in peace.
Always. So to honor both of those milestones, we are returning to our Shakespearean roots and writing a show we're calling William
Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged.
Now, when we say we're writing it, it is kind of a misnomer. We didn't have to write it. We had to only edit it.
This is true. Yes, tell them how we came about found this manuscript.
Well, we were touring England last year.
Mm-hmm. In our touring van, Titus Vandronicus.
Right, Titus Vandronicus. And we were performing in Leicester, and the van was in a car park in Leicester.
That's right. We were having a tea break.
Yeah. Something that rhymes with tea break. And
both. We were doing both.
Yeah.
Both letters.
And we saw this hole in the car park in Leicester, and in it were two things. One was a pile of old bones, which seemed worthless. So we threw them in a dumpster or a tip.
Yeah. a rubbish bin.
Yes. And then there was this huge stack of papers. Mm. And we started to look at it, and we realized this is in Shakespeare's hand, all six of his hands.
Exactly. Indeed. Right. Yeah. And we have had it authenticated. We took it to the Folger Shakespeare Library in D.C., where we have performed before. And they looked at it, and they said to us, this is unlike anything we have in our collection. In fact, this is unlike anything we've ever seen before, which we took to mean that it was really valuable and important and not something we just made up.
Yes. And we realized that to perform this play would be 100 hours long, so you couldn't really do it in an evening, and it wouldn't be in the spirit of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
No.
So when I say our job is mainly to edit, we have to cut down 100 hours of text into roughly 90 or 100 minutes.
And the amazing thing about Shakespeare's long-lost first play is that it contains every character from every play and every great speech. Now, some of those speeches are kind of in their first draft, nascent stages.
Well, like what?
He was clearly writing about something else, but he has Hamlet say, "Oh, that this too salad fresh were a tuna melt."
It doesn't kind of roll off the tongue, or doesn't?
No.
He mentions the Ides of February.
Yeah, it's just clearly he was a young writer. This is first draft stuff, and but it's got every character in a story that has a lot of the same tricks from all of Shakespeare's plays, but it's a brand new combination of characters. You've never seen some of these characters before. Now, there are some internal textual clues that suggest that Shakespeare never meant for this script to be performed.
And as the people at the Folger Shakespeare Library looked at it, they got very excited. We said, well, how about if we edit this down and bring it there?
Yeah.
And they said, strangely,
Yes.
Yes.
It's great. That's the other big exciting part of this news is that the script will have its official reduced Shakespeare Company premiere at the Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C. in April of 2016. So literally on April 23rd, 2016, the 400th anniversary of the day that Shakespeare died, we will have a performance of his long-lost first play.
Yes. We will be dying on stage at the Folger Theater in Washington, D.C.
In honor of the Bard, yes. The Bard of Stratford-upon-Avon. Now, Reed and I are here in Napa, California, because to get ready for this premiere in Washington, D.C. a year from now, we are directing the workshop production of this script with Shakespeare Napa Valley, using two actors who have worked with us before, Chad Yarish and Dan Saske, and then a new exciting young talent, Teddy Spencer, mm-hmm. who's going to join us. And we're in rehearsal now, and the writing goes well. I mean, excuse me, the editing goes well.
Yes, exactly.
So what's interesting is in past we've kind of taken an existing text and deconstructed it. Now, this time, we're actually having to write the text that we're deconstructing. And that's the thing I was telling you about last week in last week's podcast, is that we've been working on this since January, and it's been a lot like excavating Shakespearean lines and putting them together and pulling this character pulling Hamlet out of his play and putting him up against another character from another play, mm-hmm. and finding these odd and funny juxtapositions of similar types of characters.
Yes. So, for instance, Hamlet, the man of indecision,
yeah.
is matched up in this play with the master motivator,
yeah.
Lady Macbeth,
yes.
who can get him going.
But also we find that Shakespeare was a young playwright, almost foolhardy playwright, because one of the things he does is that he makes Richard III a super nice guy.
Which is bad political strategy,
yeah.
given that Elizabeth and James were the monarchs, and these were their rivals historically.
And this is one of the textual clues of the play, which suggests that he never meant for this to be performed, clearly, because it would get him thrown into the Tower of London, yeah. and if not worse.
Right. We also find, instead of Romeo and Juliet, there's Dromio and Juliet. Mm-hmm.
And there is an ancient grudge between Puck and Ariel that drives is sort of the engine of the play. And obviously we're not going to be able to do the entire 100 hours traffic of our stage, but we'll be able to we will abridge it down to just 2 hours, so you will get very much the highlights, and we'll skip over we'll do what we always do, cut out the minor subplots, unimportant characters, and get right to the sex and the killing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff we'll skip, but we will touch upon it and let people know the sort of stuff we just don't have time for. For instance, we discovered in this William Shakespeare's long-lost first play a series of 10 subplots.
Yeah.
One subplot for each decade of the 1500s, and this was a massive and very impressive piece of work. Some of the titles of the 10 subplots were Ma Shakespeare's White Bottom,
yes.
The Harpsichord Lesson,
Seven Mandolins,
yes, Christopher Marlowe's Come and Gone. So, but we don't have time to cover all those in a single evening, but we'll let the audience know what they're missing.
I'm Peter Holland. I'm the McNeil Family Professor in Shakespeare Studies at the University of Notre Dame, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Next week, our 82-city UK and Ireland tour of the complete history of comedy abridged concludes with its final performances in Basingstoke, Guildford, Tenterden, Banbury, Wandsworth, Derby, Bolton, Wolverhampton, Worcester, Dumfries, Stranraer, Oxford, and Wellingborough. Then from June 10th to July 10th, our UK company will continue with a reduced UK tour of the show that started it all, the first, the one and only, the original, the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, revised. Plus, we have just added 15 new U.S. tour dates to our website. This fall of 2015, we'll be performing in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Virginia, California, Louisiana, North Carolina, Missouri, and Kansas. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to Reed Martin and I talking about the RSC's 10th stage show, William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, which will have its RSC premiere in April 2016 at the Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C., and non-RSC workshop productions this summer at Shakespeare Napa Valley and the Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival. A couple of people have said, wow, you're doing another Shakespeare show. Aren't you worried about being compared to the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, the show that started it all?
Every play we've ever written has been compared to the... What's new? Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I'm worried about that. And no, I'm not worried about it because every single play we've done. It's been fun, though. It's been really fun kind of returning to these texts and these characters and these stories because it feels like... there's so much more that we can have fun with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this play feels different from the other shows we've written in that it feels more of a through line. There's it's mostly Shakespearean language or tweaked Shakespearean language or at least or in verse that we've written. And so it feels less sketch to sketch and more of a through line. And it feels very different to me from other shows we've done.
It's like, I mean, we've done this a little bit in the past. For instance, the Spade Diamond section of the Complete History of America show, or the War and Peace section of all the great books, or even the entire second act of Completely Hollywood Abridged. These are sections that have their own stories that we're telling, and we're making jokes in amongst the stories. So what we've done in this show is to create a single story that goes from the beginning of the play to the end of the play, not just the last third of the play, or not just the second act, as in Completely Hollywood. So that's been really fun, is trying to figure out what that story is that the audience will then follow, and then how much do we interrupt that story as we go along.
Yep.
The thing that's really fun is that Reed and I will be directing this, you know, this non-RSC workshop production here at Shakespeare Napa Valley, and we'll be performing it outside. It'll be the first time that the RSC has created a show outside since the complete works. We're returning to our Shakespearean roots and our outdoor performance roots.
Yeah, when we say we will be performing it, we mean Dad, Dan, Chad, and Teddy.
Reed and I won't be performing. But and then from Shakespeare Napa Valley, we'll take this workshop production to to the Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival at Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana, which is a place I guess Jennifer King, the artistic director of Shakespeare Napa Valley, knows Peter Holland, who we also know, who advised us on our Reduced Shakespeare, The Complete Guide for the Attention Impaired Abridged. Peter Holland is the advisor, professor emeritus of Shakespeare at Notre Dame University and advisor to the Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival. That's how these connections all worked. And they were able to figure out a way to transfer the Shakespeare Napa Valley production to Notre Dame Shakespeare Festival, which is very exciting for all of us because then Reed and I get to watch it outside with an outdoor audience and then go to Notre Dame and watch it being performed with an inside audience. And then we, throughout all of this, as is typical with all of our workshop productions that we've done for the last three shows, Reed and I will be sitting in the audience going, oh, that worked. Oh, that doesn't work. We got to change that. And if it does work, then you and I can start learning the lines now.
Exactly.
So that's the big exciting news. That's the information about William Shakespeare's long-lost first play. We'll be tweeting about it. We'll be making noise about it as the year continues. We hope that you will be able to come see it no matter where you are in the world, or that no matter where you are in the world, we'll be able to come someday and perform it for you. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. You can find a link to our performances of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, at the Folger Shakespeare Theater at our website, ReduceShakespeare.com. And for information about the non-RSC workshop performances this summer, go to ShakespeareNapaValley.org and Shakespeare.nd.edu. Then send us your long-lost masterwork via email to feedback@ReduceShakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. And of course, we'd always like to see you at one of our performances. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, Glover's apprentice Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to David Wilkinson, sometimes known as Rabbit's Dad. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Professor Peter Holland, the McMeel Family Professor in Shakespeare Studies at the University of Notre Dame. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener for 141/1323 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Or that no matter where you are in the world, we'll be able to come someday and perform it for you.
In your living room.
Yes, really, seriously, we'll take any gigs at this point. It's been very slow time.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.